Creative projects done with feminine flair. How to balance the doing and feeling energies for success. Welcome, I'm Jenna Ward from the School of Embodied Arts and thrilled you're here for our episode today. So, how do you go about your creative projects? Once upon a time, as soon as the inspiration struck, I would be all over my lists and my plans. I admit, I get off on a bit of organizing. And so I'd start moving my projects forward, taking practical steps. Except very often these projects wouldn't flourish. I'd get halfway through and the enthusiasm would run out, inspiration would dry up, the project would stall. And it took me a few years to realize that this was a big waste of my energy and my time. I wanted a more sustainable and successful way to do creative projects in my life. And maybe you're here because you do too. You know, a creative project might be anything, from a wedding or a baby shower or a 40th birthday party. It might be a desire that you have to create in your life, like decorating a bedroom or building a new vegetable garden. A creative project might be a business venture or a new business offer and everything in between. Even if we're not quote-unquote creative people living quote-unquote creative lives, we're constantly taking on new life projects, which we can do with or without feminine flair, and I absolutely vote with. I believe that you can do a creative project one of two ways. If you prioritize masculine doing, then your first actions are going to be planning, organizing, thinking ahead into the future. And for women, this means your energy will be more in your shoulders and more in your head. If you prioritize alternatively the second way, prioritizing feminine feeling, then your first actions will be sitting in the possibility, luxuriating in the dream and the vision, feeling into the depth of the project. And for women, this means your energy will be more in your body. Consider which is your norm, which is the habit for you currently. And how's that working out? In the feminine coaching model, we believe, and I teach, depth first, direction second. I believe this is key to success. What this means is that we need to collect all available resources, that is our depth, before launching into doing and moving forward. This requires us to examine the depth of our feelings, the depth of our desires, the depths of our fears and our doubts before we launch into actually taking real-world practical steps. In this way, we prioritize our feminine flourish, and in doing so, we gather the fuel to go the distance. In my experience, this feminine calibration process is key to success. It's the feminine flair that needs to be prioritized first in order for a project to be successful. And it doesn't look like much on the surface, but deep inside, it is the alchemy that's going to fuel your creative project in the long term. Here are some of the key feminine flair questions that I personally sit with before I move into any masculine doing or practical steps. Consider them an inquiry that can help your doing and help your to-do list to be supercharged and juiced up. Question number one, how do I want this project to feel? Getting clear on your emotional compass before beginning can help to make sure that the creative process is full of delight instead of hard work, blood, sweat, tears until you get there. When we were planning our wedding last year, there was so much to do. It was so easy for me to slip into my masculine, getting stuff done mode, which is pretty devoid, if I'm honest, of pleasure and of softness. But I found that when I was in that mode, I lost contact with why we were getting married to begin with. And so I sat down with my partner. We discussed our emotional compass. What is the feeling that we want to bring to each decision and moment of planning for this creative project, this wedding? We decided it was important to prioritize intimacy, connection, family. And that became the heart of our wedding. Question two. If I took some time to expand the possibilities beyond my usual expectations, how big can I dream? We are, all of us, creatures of habit. And this means when it comes to creative projects, we'll likely attempt to create something that's in our zone of safety and comfort. But what if, instead of rushing forward to create same, safe, same, we instead took time to expand our capacity, our vision, our dream, calibrating to create something that stretches us wider? Recently, I was planning a new offer in my work, and the details of the offer, the number of people I could accept into it, the price points, all this stuff, it just appeared as I was pondering the project. And I noticed it was the same safe details as the last time that I offered something similar. Even in business, it appears that I'm a creature of habit, and it was and it is a conscious challenge to go deeper and to find out, are these details really true? Is there a more expansive and possibly more terrifying desire that I want to dream my way into? That's a choice. Question number three. Is this project ripe for now, or am I just distracting myself from something else? This question is a really key question for me because I love bright, shiny things. I love new challenges. I love new opportunities. Yet often, creative projects can be a distraction from the place that we really should be committing our attention. There's no point starting this project as a distraction tool because that is deeply dishonoring to the project and ultimately going to be a waste of your time and your energy. I always check in, ask my heart, and ask my head, is this project for now? Or will I keep it in my dreaming basket? That's like a little mental basket that I carry around and keep percolating this idea. Question number four. What support do I require? Many of us dive into creative projects solo. We are strong, independent women, and we can do it all ourselves. This lone wolf style of operating is fine most of the time, but it can also be such a beautiful permission slip to identify the support that you need in place for you to do your creative project. Recently, I was decorating a room in our home. Now, there was more than I could physically do myself. I knew that, like, literally, physically, practically, I was going to need help. And part of me felt that, well, you know, my partner's around, so I could just ask for help when I need it. You know, that's going to be more than adequate. But another deeper, actually really deep yearning arose, and it was actually for my mother and my grandmother, who inconveniently live 1,200 kilometers away, which is like a long way away. Actually, deeply, I really wanted them to be the ones to help. So similarly, as I was dreaming up some big goals in my work for later this year, I began to consider again, like, what support do I need here? Sometimes support is inconvenient. Sometimes we just want to make do, but actually, if you're going to have the most delicious time with this creative project, why should you settle for less than the support that your heart deeply desires? So as I was dreaming up some big goals in the area of my work, I was considering what support is needed, what team members or physical care for my body might I need? And that cued a lot of booking in of appointments and people and support. you are allowed to receive support. It is safe to ask for support, and strong women are supported women. These questions are the start of the feminine calibration process, and in my lived experience, absolutely non-negotiable keys to success. I always consider these before I put pen to paper, before I sit down at my computer, before I start doing. If you've got a creative project that you desire to bring a feminine flourish to, then there are a small number of spaces for deep project VIP days with me. They're private one-on-one intensives where we add a whole heap of feminine flourish combined with some masculine structure and plans to move your creative project forward. If you'd like more information on those, shoot us an email. My email's jenna@jennaward.co. You can hit reply if you got this audio emailed to you, and I'll send you some more details about the Deep Project VIP days. I love bringing some feminine flourish to see these beautiful projects that passionate women like you desire to create in the world. Thank you so much for joining us on the blog today. And if you'd love to ask any questions or share your own tips on creative projects done with feminine flair, you can leave a comment at jennaward.co/projects. I'd love to hear from you, and thank you so much for joining us today.